Good afternoon. My presentation really is looking at cognitive difficulty and race ethnicity in the U.S. and really asking the question, does nativity matter? I have no relationships to disclose. So just some general background. There's almost 9 million older adults in the U.S. with cognitive impairment, and worse cognitive function is linked to more persistent limitations in activities of daily living, limited self-care and the capacity to achieve desired health outcomes, poor medication adherence, increased all-cause mortality, and there's been a complex array of factors associated with cognitive disability. Age has been looked at, educational attainment in terms of higher education has been linked with lower rates of cognitive decline, intellectual engagement in terms of occupations. There's been a French study looking at cognitive decline seems to be protected against when you have more intellectually stimulated occupations. Also, marital status, those who seem to have to be married seem to have maybe more social engagement, which also seems to prevent cognitive decline, and occupation related to the intellectual engagement. Although there's been these complex array of factors looking at reasons why we see higher rates of cognitive difficulty among different groups, the racial ethnic variation in cognitive disability is not really fully understood. Blacks often have a higher burden than whites, and some of the explanations for this have been related to maybe sociocultural biases in cognitive testing, lower educational attainment and literacy on average among blacks, and worse physical health. But there's little known with respect to other racial ethnic groups. However, solely studying racial ethnic differences in health without assessing within group heterogeneity can lead us to make overarching conclusions and maybe underestimate the immense complexity associated with these outcomes. So, our study objectives were to examine racial ethnic differences in cognitive difficulty among U.S. adults, but also, given there has been an immigrant health paradox with respect to quite a few other health outcomes, we decided to explore whether nativity modifies the race-ethnicity cognitive difficulty association. In addition, if I go back to the previous slide when we looked at the complex array of factors, one question we thought about with respect to racial ethnic differences is, although marital status has been linked to less cognitive decline, there has been some research suggesting that marital satisfaction and quality is often compromised due to financial strain and discrimination among blacks. So one of our questions was, does marital status play out differently for other racial ethnic groups? And also with respect to occupation, we also wanted to know, although occupational prestige has been linked to lower rates of cognitive decline, we know that occupational prestige does not necessarily yield the same health gains for blacks as it does whites. So we thought there may be some additional factors that might actually modify the relationship between race, ethnicity, and cognitive difficulty. Our study sample consisted of U.S. residents assessed in the 2009 American Community Survey, which is a large, nationally representative, publicly available data set, and it's very racially, ethnically diverse. It also includes information about place of origin. We included adults who were 25 years of age or greater, given we thought that most adults by that age period have completed their education. And also, the survey actually assesses information about households and persons living within those households. The outcome, which was cognitive difficulty, relied on a question that states, because of a physical, mental, or emotional condition, do you have serious difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions? And we included individuals who answered yes or no, those who were missing, who had missing responses or didn't know were excluded from this analysis. Our main independent variables were self-identified race, ethnicity, non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, Hispanic, non-Hispanic Asian, non-Hispanic Native American Pacific Islander, and non-Hispanic other. Nativity was dichotomized as U.S. born or foreign born, which did include those, not just those born outside of the U.S., but those born in Puerto Rico, Guam, U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Northern Marianas. Marital status was dichotomized as either single or married, with the single group consisting of those who were single, divorced, or widowed. And in order to try to tap into this concept of occupational prestige or intellectual occupation, we used a condensed version of a six-category higher-level aggregation of the standard occupational classification, in that our first category tried to tap into the more prestigious occupations in terms of management, business, science, and arts, so more of the top-tier occupations. Our category two contained all other occupations, which were mostly service-oriented, and our Category 3 contained those who were not currently working or never worked. We also included additional covariates like age, group, sex, educational attainment, region of residence at time of interview. For statistical analysis, all of our categorical variables were summarized using unweighted frequencies and weighted proportions. We used the Rouse-Scott chi-square test for bivariate analyses, multivariate logistic regression, in which we introduced an interaction term to the fully adjusted model to actually tap into effect modification. And we used the survey-freak and survey logistic procedures in SAS to take into account the complex survey design and methodology. In terms of our results, about 6% of our more than 2 million adults reported cognitive difficulty. The majority of our sample was white, U.S. born, majority were married. Most were in the service-oriented occupational category two, and also most were female. In the youngest age group, 25 to 44 year age group, quite a few had completed high school, 43% completed high school at most, and about more than a third were living in the South. For our bivariate results, as you can see, I've tried to draw your attention to the rates that are highest for each variable here, but for race ethnicity, we see that blacks and Native American Pacific Islanders seem to report the highest rates of cognitive difficulty. Also, with respect to nativity, U.S. born report 6.3% of them experience cognitive difficulty, compared to about 4% of foreign born. Also, as expected, those who were in the single category reported a higher proportion of them reported cognitive difficulty. And you can almost see somewhat of a dose-response relationship with respect to occupation and cognitive difficulty, with those in the never worked or not currently working category reporting the highest rates of cognitive difficulty, which also can be a reflection of age. We can talk about that at the end if you like. With respect to the other covariates, a slightly higher proportion of females reported cognitive difficulty than males. Also, the oldest age group, those who were 65 and older, 11.7% of them reported cognitive difficulty, compared to only 4% in the youngest age group. Those who had the least amount of education reported the highest rates of cognitive difficulty, and those who were in the South had slightly higher rates of cognitive difficulty compared to other regions in the U.S. And all of the bivariate results, the first slide I just gave you and this slide, were all statistically significant. So for our multivariate results, for model 1, 2, and 3, all of these have been adjusted for age group, sex, educational attainment, and region of residence. But I just want to draw your attention to the fact that Blacks and Native American Pacific Islanders, the odds of cognitive difficulty are higher than for whites, whereas for Hispanics and Asians, we actually see a protective effect. When we adjust for nativity, we actually see that the higher odds for Blacks and Native American Pacific Islanders are quite similar to what we saw in the unadjusted results in Model 1. However, the protective effect for Hispanics and Asians was attenuated. Lastly, when we account for marital status and occupation in addition to nativity, we actually no longer see a statistically significant difference between blacks and whites. We do still see a protective effect for Hispanics, and although we do see a positive association in terms of for Native American Pacific Islanders as compared to whites, it is attenuated. However, our goal was not to just consider these variables as possible confounders with respect to nativity, occupation, and marital status. We had hypothesized that these variables would actually modify the relationship between race, ethnicity, and cognitive difficulty. And in this colorful figure that I have here, the x-axis is the adjusted odds ratio, so adjusted for age and the other factors you saw in the previous slide. And on the side, you can see the different categories of stratified by foreign-born and U.S.-born. Our referent group is U.S.-born whites. And what I really want to draw your attention to is that the odds of cognitive difficulty among the foreign-born, regardless of race ethnicity, are lower than the odds of cognitive difficulty in U.S.-born whites. Now, what we do see is that we also see a protective effect for the U.S.-born Hispanics. And we actually see higher odds of cognitive difficulty among U.S.-born Native American Pacific Islanders and U.S.-born blacks as compared to U.S.-born whites. I've also done this for marital status. I want to draw your attention to the fact that regardless of race ethnicity, the odds of cognitive difficulty in those who were categorized as single are always higher than the odds of cognitive difficulty among married whites, which is our referent group. We also see that married Asians and married Hispanics are similar, have similar rates of cognitive difficulty as compared to married whites. However, married Native American Pacific Islanders and married blacks don't seem to experience the same benefits or as do we see for married Asians and Hispanics as compared to married whites. Additionally, this one is a little bit busier, but really what I want to get across is when we looked at occupation as a potential effect modifier, we saw that the odds of cognitive difficulty in the non-working occupation 3 category, regardless of race ethnicity, were higher than the odds of cognitive difficulty among our referent group, which were top-tier whites. Also, the odds of cognitive difficulty in the service-oriented occupation 2 group, except for Asians, were also higher than the odds of cognitive difficulty in top-tier whites. With respect to those in the top-tier occupational category, occupation 1, we actually see a protective effect for Asians in the top-tier occupation category. However, we still see higher odds of cognitive difficulty among Native American Pacific Islanders in occupation, the top-tier occupation category 1, as compared to top-tier whites. So, in conclusion, we do observe racial ethnic differences in cognitive difficulty among U.S. adults, and our initial question was, does nativity matter? And yes, it does seem to matter. So, as people have reported the immigrant health advantage with self-reported health, with depression, with functional limitations, we see this in cognitive difficulty. But marital status and occupation also seem to matter, and that within-group heterogeneity really does induce complexity when assessing racial ethnic differences in cognitive difficulty. our strengths really were that we by using this 2009 American Community Survey, we had a very socio-demographically diverse sample. We also were able to shed light on factors that have not yet been examined as contributors to racial ethnic differences in cognitive difficulty. However, they have been looked at with respect to cognitive difficulty as a whole. And with respect to our limitations, the cross-sectional study design prevented our determination of directionality. So, for example, those with cognitive difficulty might not be entering top-tier occupations at the same rate as those who don't have cognitive difficulties, rather than top-tier occupations preventing cognitive decline. Also, our assessment of cognitive difficulty lacks specificity in terms of the question and relied on self-report or proxy report, depending on who was responding from the household. However, self-reported cognitive difficulties have been correlated with self-reported depression in older adults, yet they have, although that could be a matter of tapping into depression, they have been linked to delayed recall and retention domains with respect to the Wechsler memory scale. So there could be some domains of cognitive difficulty that we may be tapping into even with respect to not having such a specific question. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, some additional members of the Division of Social Epidemiology, and some funding. Any burning questions?
Okay. Oh, we have a burning question. Yes, sir.
In relation to your distinction between married and unmarried, did you look at other forms of cohabitation, either formal things like, what do they call it?
Like partner, long term.
Partnership kinds of things under state law, and people simply living together.
Yes, so we did have cohabitation, and things were actually categorized as married, but the single, widowed, and divorced category were those who didn't necessarily state that they had been living with a partner.